It is time for Thesis Thursday today. Joining me in the studio is Chris Vance. He is a junior at the U of A. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me what you are studying at the U of A.
Well, we're studying brains and language and really how people learn.
Ah.
Yeah.
And so you're a UBurp student.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been with UBurp?
For a couple of years now.
And have you been studying the same thing the whole time?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're really into the brains.
Yeah, yeah. And it's nice to know kind of what I've been... It's nice to know the processes of how we do this research.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's pretty... Do you think that's you're young to know pretty much what you want to do and what you want to work on at the U of A? Or do you think students tend to just kind of float around until later?
Well, I was lucky. I got into it young. You know, I got into it right after my freshman year. So it was really nice just to have all this time and just to really... have this time to learn that this is really what I want to do. Yeah.
Was it a certain professor or a certain experience that made you decide this is the direction you wanted to go in?
When I was a little kid, my mom actually works in a lab too.
Ah.
And I went to an MRI scan with her one time when I was really little, and I watched the brain come up onto the screen, and it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I mean, it was someone's brain was right there.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of from there I've known I want to work with the brain.
Very cool. What does a day in the lab look like for you?
Well, it's mostly at the computer.
Okay.
That's where we do most of our processing.
You're not getting to actually open up heads?
No. not yet.
Not yet.
Hopefully one day, but I want to be a surgeon. We do a lot of behavioral testing, kind of get to know the people who we're going to scan, make sure they qualify for our studies. And then a couple times a week we go down and we do the actual scans.
Okay.
And collect the images.
And what do you do while you're... do they do something while you're scanning the brains? Are you just looking for change in the brains? What are you... in the brains? I feel funny describing it that way. What are you looking for?
Well, we have them listen to language, and it's language that they've never heard before. And we just... we have them learn. They don't know they're learning.
Okay.
But statistically, we can tell that they're performing better on our tests than they were when they started. And so, you know, they listen to language while they're being scanned for usually around 4 or 5 minutes, and they can already, they learn.
Wow.
It's amazing. And we look at the learning process, and that's something that not a lot of other neuroimaging research labs have done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of scan before or after, and but we're looking at what the brain is actually doing while someone is learning.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Are there some brains that learn faster than other brains?
Yeah, there are. And one of the really interesting things we're doing is we're looking at people who are developmentally language disabled. So they have a developmental disorder that makes it more difficult for them to learn language. And so obviously they don't learn as well.
Huh.
And we're trying to figure out what their brains do that's different than the people who are normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some people can pick up languages quicker than other people. Do you think that has something to do with that too?
Probably. Some people's just, their brains are just set up in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain things come more easily for them, just like someone can learn math more easily than someone else.
That's true.
Yeah.
What's the coolest thing you've seen in a brain?
That's a great question. And I haven't actually seen it, but in the past we've had scans that have come back that you know, people have something that they need to see a radiologist for.
Yeah.
And so those aren't necessarily cool, but it's like, it's cool that we were able to catch that before.
Find that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Things like that.
That's very exciting. Tell me, you're thinking of going to Norway this summer to study. You said there's someone there that really is into brains.
Yeah, yeah.
tell me about that.
there's a man named Carsten Specht,
uh-huh.
and he's really well published in the neuroimaging field. And he looks at a place called the superior temporal sulcus.
Uh-huh.
And that's a place that people haven't really thought was as involved in language as they are thinking it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really kind of on the frontier of that kind of research.
Cool.
And and specifically on prosody, and that's the how people draw meaning from language without the words. You know, it's like you can tell if I'm happy or sad based on how I'm talking, and you can draw meaning from the sentences that I say and how they're organized just based on the way I speak, and that's processed a lot in that area.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And ultimately, what would you like to do with all of this?
I want to be a neurosurgeon.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then you'll open up a brain.
Exactly.
You'll have all this knowledge ahead of time before you actually got to get in there.
I got to know what parts are important before I start cutting them out.
So have you been applying to schools then as well?
Not yet.
Or does that come up later? Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to take the MCAT next semester, and nice. Then from there, I want to go to the U of A, though. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's it. You're going to the U of A.
Exactly.
I could see it happening. Well, thanks so much for coming in. You brought some music for us. Tell us what you brought.
Yeah. I brought Spaceman by The Killers, okay. And I brought Americano by Roger Klein.
Do you listen to music to relax, or do you listen to it to study? What does it represent in your life?
I do both. When I'm studying, I like to listen to some classical music, stuff without words, and then, you know, music is, I play saxophone myself. So
oh, nice.
Yeah, music has always been a big part of my life, and these are two of my favorite bands.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Chris.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Thanks. We're going to hear The Killers here on KXEI.